It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, last week was a good week for the North Peace Navigators. Yeah, on Friday night when they faced the Dots Creek Kodiaks at the Baytex Energy Center, you got a little highlight package of that game for you.
Well, the man's grabbed the drivers. Up there, great chance for Dawson Gore at all alone. Dawson Gore, two of those, score! A great give and go by Aaron Gore and back, and Connor Mack fires it home. The Nabs are up 1-0 in this hockey game. Connor Mack, one of the many news pieces on the Nabs. He's a product of Grimshaw, Alberta. And he gets the icebreaker in this hockey game. Gallifu with possession as he penalty expires. So back to 5-on-5 hockey here. Gallifu tries to send it, but they score! Dawson Gore! A couple of loose change. Converting on that pass from Gallifu. And here in the first period, it is a 2-0 lead in this game.
Kodiak tries to send it in the front again. Now goes back to the point. That was it for a second with Patterson. Sends it to the far corner. And right on the front, they score!
Kodiaks are finally on the board. They make it now a 2-1 hockey game.
After possession, Corey Isaac. Also, LeMay gets around a Kodiak player there. LeMay gets possession of the puck.
Right, that's goal! Nice stick right there from Robert LeMay. And the Nabs captain puts it home. And the Nabs now have the 2-goal lead back again as they are up 3-1 in this hockey game.
Heavy. But comes loose. Definitely Squires, we're back to 5-on-5 hockey here.
Kodiak, great chance, and they score! Putting it home there was Jalen Lindsay, East River product. Comes back to his hometown and scores that goal, and it's now a 1-2 hockey game here. The Nabs now up 3-2.
This is over there on the near side, Gore. Now the puck comes loose. And there's Dawson Gore for the Nabs. Gore circles around the fence. He's trying to send it down in front looking for Reiners, but that pass off target. Puck goes back to the foot zone. That drive. Loose puck there.
And I think it was LeMay who pucked it home. Robert LeMay, his second goal of the night. And now it is a 4-2 hockey game here. And trying to get pressure right in front. Great chance there by Coleman.
Zone. Now LeMay, he'll fire it on goal, but looks like Hill's got a piece of that one. And they get the pressure on Reinders at the point. Fires! That goes high and wide. Let's put score!
Connor back in the low. Oh, couldn't get a shot up there, but the arm is up from the referee.
Alrighty, here we go. Connor back in on the penalty shots. Back in.
Fire score! Tonight, and it is a 6-3 hockey game here.
Nabs just cleared out the zone. The last couple seconds will tick off.
And you can put it in the way. The North Peace Navigators get it done here tonight. Robert LeMay with 2 goals, Connor Bach with 2 goals, and Dawson Gore with a couple of goals as well. And make the final 6-3 in favor of the North Peace Navigators.
Well, after that performance, the Nabs and the Kodiaks squaring off again in Dawson Creek on Saturday night, and the Nabs got a 4-2 win in that game to give them a 3-1 record on the season. This week, they got 2 home games coming up at the Baytex Energy Center. On Friday night, the Fairview Flyers will come to town, and the Fort St. John Huskies will be here on Saturday. The Flyers will also play again on Saturday, and they'll be on the road again to play the Grand Prairie Kings. In the NHL, it's been a slow start to the season for the Grand Prairie Storm. They lost both of their games at the League Showcase in Brooks, 5-1 to the Drumheller Dragons and 3-2 to the Camrose Kodiaks. Storm have a record of 1-5-1 for 3 points that has them in last place in the North Division. They have 3 games coming up this week. They're on the road tonight in Whitecourt before having home games on Friday night against the Drayton Valley Thunder and on Saturday against the Olds Grizzlies. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings have 2 games this week. They're at home to face Edson on Friday, before playing a road game on Saturday in Fox Creek. And the Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League all have road games this week. The U-13 Colts will play in Fort McMurray on Saturday and Sunday. The U-18 Royals will visit Leduc in Edmonton. And the U-15 Sabres will play in Grand Prairie on Sunday. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.